I have not really, I'm not really close to my aspirations. I'm close to noise in the loudspeakers. I have seen many that it is overcrowded and it's difficult for the infrastructures which this area has. I'm thinking of managing human garbage, you know, or sewage, even the water. It's very difficult to for this and villages to manage that. So we see all these external features of Braj, and at one time or another, often sooner than later, these external features might get on our nerves. They might pressure us. They might, we might ask, I think I can pursue my Krishna consciousness even good, better in the West, where there is at least, I'm not suffocating because of the smoke, you know, or so on. Or if it is not so gross, the bitter feeling of disappointment is not so gross, it may be more subtle. The Vrindavan is often holding a mirror in front of each one of you. And sometimes what you see in the mirror is very different from what you wanted to see. You see things like competition, enviousness, a very, very easily irritable personality, and so on. You obviously wanted to be, you see these things which you cannot see without brush so easily. And you see them in colors, and you see them in a sound, you see all these things. So just like before, when you enter to a mirror, before a mirror, and perhaps you have some little thing where you need to squeeze and it needs to come out. You can't see that without the mirror, but the mirror shows this to you very clearly. We speak about the Braj effect of showing us sometimes sides of our personality which we would love if they are no longer there, and how to deal with them. Maharaji, you are always very kind. You are here to ask me to come to take prasadam. Maharaj, I am on such a super strict diet that I will take prasadam later. But I wish you a good appetite and a fire of digestion. Good Agni, yes. But just to explain my present to you, we have not had so much association because my days are always so planned when I'm in Braj. And I thought, let me at least show our Maharaj, whom I know from the early beginnings of this project.
Yes, 30 years before you are here.
Yeah, my affection by giving you some good shirt, some good warming shirt. Hare Krishna.
Thank you.
Yes. I will say goodbye to you. I will just continue here when I'm going. Yes. But thank you. So sometimes it's not as uncomplicated as looking into a mirror, that effect of looking in the mirror very rarely has a very psychologically difficult aspect to it, you know. Okay, I do. Yeah, this is what happens. We get too much sweets, perhaps. Then we get a pimple. It's not something you react so super emotionally. But the Braj mirror, which I'm speaking about, is something that is bringing you to the very, very core of your impurities. It brings you to the center of your ego. it brings you to all this, because unless you go through this, unless you remove this curtain which curtails the spiritual reality, you will never ever be able to perceive the transcendental reality. Neither Krishna nor Radha nor the associates, and not even yourself. You will not understand that you are different from the body and the mind. So at such a time when the mirror comes, or when this aspect of Braj comes, which those who live here call the neem treatment. Neem is a leaf, it's from a tree that tastes very bitter. This is the neem treatment. You need to know. You need to know what to do at that time. And my advice to you is the same which Bharat Maharaj gave to King Rahugana, who got so upset. Remember when Rahugana asked Bharat to be one of his palanquin carrier. Bharat, due to his spiritual vision, saw the ants passing by, and he just couldn't step on the ants. He began to try to avoid, which of course created great discomfort for King Rahugana, who was there on top of the palanquin. He must have felt, any moment I'm falling down, I might break my neck or something. So he became very upset and hurled abuses on Bharat Maharaj. And Bharat Maharaj, at the end of various advices, says there is one way one can act in relationship to the disturbed mind. One should ignore it, or now you need to be very attentive, or follow the instructions of one spiritual master. The idea here is, by associating with someone who's not disturbed by the modes of nature or by the occurrences, or in this case by that mirror function of Braj, or the neem leaf treatment of Braj, by associating with someone who's not disturbed, the qualities of not being disturbed come in your mind as well. So either ignore, or very simply say to yourself, okay, what's now the path of Krishna consciousness that has been instructed by Srila Prabhupada, and so on. And then once you move on that path, expect miracles, perhaps 4 miracles in a row. If we surrender at the moment when we feel the pinching, which unfortunately cannot be avoided, it comes. If you set yourself, if you move on the right path at that particular moment, after some time, I find out quite quickly, actually, but because in Vrindavan everything is amplified. The misery is amplified, but also the bliss is amplified. The desperation, and as well as the clarity, and the small mind and the vast mind, I find myself in one situation, I'm just thinking of the loudspeakers, and I'm actually thinking of buying a device. I have heard it is available. You just go past a disturbing loudspeaker, and then the device goes beep, 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 and destroys the loudspeaker for good. So I find myself with such ideas. Sometimes even I think, if I can't get a handle on this, I just get a pistol and then just fire it on the loudspeakers, because they are aggressive with sound, and this is only subtle matter. There can be also aggressiveness with this gross matter, you know. An equal response can be there. So I find myself, hey, Satchinanda Swami, you are supposed to be liking the holy name, and you think of destroying these poor people's loudspeakers who only celebrate that they have a louder loudspeaker than the neighbor. So so there is this consciousness, but then if you either ignore, best is both, ignore or put to, if you can't ignore, put it to the side and put now, okay, what is the path of Krishna consciousness? And then you take shelter there. You may even pray like you never prayed before. Oh, my holy name, oh, holy name, after all these years of chanting, I still lack ruchi. Please supply me with some even beginner's taste. Or you might pray, O Giriraj Govardhan, or Srimati Radharani, O Brinda Devi, kindly grant me entrance. I feel I'm still on the surface of the Dham. And then in the holy Dham, very quickly a response is there. But I want to repeat this word, but I want to say it in another word. However, I want to speak this word in different languages. Midyutim, aber, don't know what it is in Hindi. You have to make sure that the real you is praying. Mm-hmm. Not words that you have learned will make this this shift. You know, it will be words that come from the heart, and only these words will be, and they are very quickly answered. I sometimes think Braj grinds us into a pulp until the real me starts to say something, the soul starts to beg for sincerely for shelter. This is what I wanted to share with you, because I went myself through such a period, and I'm now the most happy person, and also a person who is free from any anxieties that this day in Braj will be the best stay in his lifetime, because I see the indications. I know, of course, what I am speaking about from previous visits to Braj. Another thing, since I have the microphone here, is what I said today. I was a little quick and perhaps not clear enough. We always hear we should follow the orders of Srila Prabhupada, of the spiritual masters, of the Shastras. We always hear this, and we are intellectually convinced, but alas, there is a part in us which Bhaktivinoda Thakur describes like this. Oh, my mind is crazy. It doesn't wish to follow any spiritual instructions. That is also there. So I wanted to say, the scriptures know that it is, that we are divided sometimes, divided in our own mind. One part wants the best, the other is not even that it doesn't not want it. It's just too weak, perhaps, no, or too distracted. But when you develop a sense of, the Sanskrit word is here, Ujvala might have to correct me. I think mamatva, isn't it? We can say like this. Yeah, the feeling of mindness. then you will go against your nature. I'm looking at Sachi Devi, who brought up a brilliant son, Damodar, and you know yourself, at the, when he was small, and when there were moments when he was, you know, a growing and difficult teenager perhaps, there were sacrifices which you would not have been able to make if there would not be the feeling, he's my son. I have to take care. He's my son. After all, he's my son. The sacrifices which mothers do because they have this feeling, my son, they are inconceivable. Therefore, the Dharma Shastras, not the Bhakti Shastras, but the Dharma Shastras say the mother is always the first guru. Dharma Shastras. Bhakti Shastras will say Yudhiksha and Shiksha Gurus, Krishna, ultimately the Adi Guru. But yes, because of that sacrifice, a mother would not have been able to do that for any child. Of course, the mother, a cultured person, can be nice to little children who are suffering and can perhaps also give an item, a sweet, and so on. But the same amount of sacrifice, staying up in the night and never giving up, even though the boy is going through, or the girl is going through teenage phases, that means they're turning, they have their own ideas about everything. Their statement is, whatever you say, I'm against it. That's the new philosophy for a teenager. But still, because they feel it is my child, therefore the love is possible to give. Therefore, you must find your Prabhupada, or from your perspective, my Prabhupada. No? And there will be things in Srila Prabhupada, because he is a multi... Here comes my new English word. Please try to see if you can understand it. He's a multifaceted personality. There are many facets in his being. There may be parts which speak more to you. So focus on that. I gave an example because I'm not always the most, the greatest enthusiastic person about institutions. I'm mildly enthusiastic always, but not always fanatically enthusiastic. Therefore, I gave a pastime or a facet of Prabhupada that speaks to me. But you know where really my Prabhupada is? I did not reveal. I want to reveal it to you. It was when I massaged him. And he wanted me to crack his knuckles. You know? Now they don't crack, but... You know, when you do like... how do you say in English?
Crack knuckles.
Yeah, crack knuckles. And I thank you, Govardhan. And he wanted me to crack his knuckles, and he expected the sound to come. So I tried, but then I knew, he said, harder. And I said, Prabhupada, it's not good for you. So here I then he said, who said? And then I said, my mother. You know, because I had always done this, and the mother said, it's not good. And he said something like, Acha or Tika, and he let it go. He would not go against the authority of my mother. And I had said this only out of love. I felt I would hurt him. And because my mother said, if you do this, there is a, here comes, I might have need some help. Cartilage, is it called cartilage? Mm-hmm. It's a little like a firm skin on the bones. Yeah, say the word.
Cartilage.
Acha. You say it like a Google, you know, cartilage.
Cartilage.
Yes, that word. So I had heard that becomes compromised, that becomes worn off, and then there will be later perhaps arthritis. That's what my mother said to me. So I had this in my mind when I did it, and I said, Papa, it's not good for you. And I said it like this, in a loving way, you know. That's not. And Prabhupada was, you know, because he wouldn't take things so easily. He knew what he wanted. Who said? My mother. Then that loving consent, no? That loving consent and that feeling of, I said, yeah, this is my Prabhupada. I can protect him. I can. He allows me to give him advice. You know, because in love you give sometimes loving advice, not out of ego, but loving advice. And he, I need a close Prabhupada, not a distant Prabhupada. My Prabhupada needs to be that. I don't also need a conceptualized Prabhupada, who's embedded in institutional narratives. You know, the stories we tell ourselves repeatedly and which have power to form opinions and life and so on. I need to see the Prabhupada who is a devotee, who is whose heart is full of compassion, who is a lover of Krishna, who is a knower of Krishna. That's my Prabhupada, but someone else has another. And that is totally okay. That is very okay. The point here is, without having that feeling of mamatva, the feeling of myness, without having, which is nothing else than a closer relationship, like my son, you know, or my bicycle, you know, you there, or my chappals, you know, you look for that one pair of chappals, and then the chappals are stolen because you're in India, and then you feel, oh, where's my chappal? And someone said, don't worry, Maharaj, we can get any chappals from it, but these are my chappals. You know, so we have an intimate relationship. I do know exactly how they are formed, what they can do and what they cannot do, you know, and so on. That is a thing of a relationship. It's and that develops when there is some relationships are there. You feel they must be accessible. Them a few qualities. What else do you expect in a relationship? Minus feeling of affection, attachments perhaps. No, they must be there. Just like you are now forming the sacred Grihastha thing. One could say to Jana, but there are so many other men, some may be more intelligent than Hari Syam. I doubt it, but just as an example, you know. Or they may be able to perform 20 push-ups and Hari Syam can only do 17, you know. But you will say, no, I don't care. He's my husband or my partner or whatever. And in this way, there is a relationship. And only within this relationship of feeling closeness can something develop, you know, something. You can become a better human being. You can, and you can serve perhaps, or you can discover sides and the other. You know, whatever you know is there. Can only in that. Prabhupada once was asked, Swamiji, why do you build new temples in India? There's so many old ones in disrepair. Why not repair them? And then Prabhupada asked, well, yeah, there are so many children. Why do you have your own child? You know, you could just adopt a child, no? There are orphans on the street of India. I've seen in Mumbai, begging. But no, you still, you may take care of orphans. You may take care of broken temples. That's something else. But you want your Lord, and you want to worship Him. You want to have your, you know, your relationship that you need to create towards Prabhupada, that you need to create towards Krishna. That's what you need to develop in relationship to Braj also. My relationship, where do I prosper? In what situation in Braj, which is best for me, where I can blossom forth, no? This feeling of mamatva is important, and it's in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. You might find it there, or you might consult Ujjwala, who is developing very nicely in the Sanskrit studies, or anyone who knows, you know, this mamatva. Great authorities like Narada, Bhishma, Prahlad and Uddhava have said, when we develop a feeling of possessiveness and ownership towards the object of our love, Vishnu, then Padma Purana speaks of Vishnu, and not to any other object, so it's exclusive, then that is called bhakti. That is the explanation. So that's the second point. And the first point is, so the first point I wanted to give is, either you have gone already through that marrow function of Braj or the neem tree function, then ignore the mind and what?
Associate with someone who isn't disturbed.
Yeah, follow the orders of the superior orders of your spiritual master. And the idea here, of course, is to associate. Because by associating the quality of that personality you associate with in whatever form you do that, reading, hearing, remembering, these qualities come to you. No? That's the idea. That's from Patanjali, this idea. That by following an exalted soul, so much, I think 1/5 of his qualities come to us. Mm. No? It's often quoted. And also because of the path. Don't give up your faith in Braj because of plastic bags on the street. Or smoke or whatever. Hare Krishna. This started out, I just wanted to acknowledge the presence of Hari Syam and perhaps his wife, who have, and I wanted to say this.